Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode. Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show, and it's professional.
Yeah, it's a no-show show. Well, I'll give you a chance to go listen to an old one. How you doing, all right? You feeling heavy? You feel heavy? Yeah, I feel heavy, you know? I'm heavy today. You know what I mean? Heavy in thought, of course. So, I'm on the campus of NYU here in New York City doing some shows with Daniel Tosh, and the crowds have been great, and getting to spend a week in New York at the, some cool hotel. I forget the name of it. But it's a no-show show. Oh, by the way, let me give you three dates real quick. One, the Rec Room in Huntington Beach, California, July 14th. Me, the whole band, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then Stir Crazy in Glendale, Arizona in August. I think it's like 9th, 10th, and 11th, but it's on my website. And then, of course, I'll be at the Montreal Comedy Festival the end of July. I said that out of order, but those are the only three dates. If you're like, oh, I live near there. Is there anything else? I don't think so. Had a great time at Hopkins, Minnesota, at the Royal Comedy Theater. Small little black box theater. It was so much fun. Mr. Rogers and the Make Believe Friends is the name of the band that opened up for me, and they were just great. They were just unbelievable. And Sydney, you did a nice job too. Other than that, I mean, Sydney was a little unprofessional. He showed up a little sloppy drunk every night. I'm kidding. That's what unfunny people say after they make a joke. I'm kidding. But Sydney listens to the show, so I give him a shout out. Sydney, Zach 1, Zach 2, and Devin, you guys were just wow. And then a podcast listener, Alec, he was there with his girlfriend. He went up, hear the show in the background? A little. He went up at the end of the last show on Sunday night and went up and did a few songs with the band. It was such a special way to close out the show. They were already downstairs in the green room. Come on up, guys.
Guys, come on up.
And they fired up their instruments, and he had a drink in his hand, and it was all good. But that's it. If you live in Los Angeles, me and Rory Scovel are doing our show again, What's the Story with Todd and Rory, on July 8th, right in Los Angeles at Dynasty Typewriter, the Hayworth Theater, one night. We have no material. We have a few ideas in our head that we want to do, you know, but they're in our own heads. We don't share them with each other. But, like, sometimes I'll have a teeny little piece of paper with, let's do this, or, you know, little, and I have maybe a few. Last time I didn't get to any of mine, a little piece of paper I had, and Rory didn't get to any of his. But we have it, just in case. But it's that type of show. We have a little band with us, and there you go. All right. Well, you're good, you're kind, you're nice, you try. How about try? That's a great quality to just try, right? You try. Look, see, already you're in a better mood. You're like, I do try. I know. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I don't know what you're trying to do, but whatever it is, I'm proud of you. Even if you tried to do something and you failed. That's all right. I know you're like, Todd, you're just saying that. These aren't facts. Oh, you want to bet? I'll come over your house and take a swing at you. I'll pop you right in your nose. But not in a way that hurts. Just like a comedian. I go, boink. Am I losing it? All right. Enjoy. And we'll be back in the studio next week, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to celebrate Aristotle's birthday and 5 years on the Todd Glass podcast. All right. Bye.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.